With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Mark Rosen here. There's nothing I like better than the Beaver.
Tell me about your brass.
I'm sober enough to know what I'm doing, and I'm drunk enough to really enjoy doing it.
Dan Marrero.
Dildos are not essential items.
Weekdays at 3 on The Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes, boy.
That is good news.
It is the 10th day of May, 2022. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. Thank you for tuning in. John Bonus coming in today. Mike Musman coming in today. And the great Mark Rosen as well. 58 degrees, stormy, and then beautiful day yesterday. What's on par for today? Well, hopefully some beautiful day and some comedy from the Power Trip and Kevin James. It's National Shrimp Day on the Power Trip Morning Show on a Tuesday. Come on in now. I am glad you are here.
I don't like going to the restaurants where the waiters are just too excited to be there. You ever get them? Hey, how's everybody feeling tonight? That's why I go to restaurants like Benihana. I like Benihana because it takes the waiter out of it, real. Yeah, it does. It's awesome where they cook right in front of you. It's good. And they give you a little show, which they need to update the show, I will be honest. I don't need to see another smoking onion ring volcano. Or shrimp in the hat. You get shrimp in the hat. Hey, shrimp in the hat. What am I, a five-year-old at magic camp? How about more shrimp on my plate? Why don't we work on that at the Hana? Yes, I'm disappointed in the Hana with the amount of shrimp they give you. And it's all about seat placement. You got to find the right place to sit. And I chose the wrong one. You're going to get boned on the shrimp because they start off, they're very excited. They're full of adrenaline and the mouth skills aren't the greatest. They're just kind of... It turned into like a little Pete Townsend in the beginning, dishing out the shrimp, and you just see the pile dwindling. You see it just going down. I'm like, he's not even going to make the turn. And he's not even being selective in who he gives it to. He's giving the same amount to a 6'4" man as a baby in a high chair, getting the same amount of shrimp. I know I'm going to be stuck with two empty tails and like an antenna. That's it.
The corrections officer didn't survive, right?
Yeah.
Gunshot wound to the head.
That is true.
From herself, it sounds like.
That's
but,
right,
the
man.
Inmate and the corrections officer that helped the inmate escape in, Alabama? About a week ago?
10 days ago, I think.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, they were found after a tip. Got rammed by the old authorities.
God. Wow. They sure did.
And then she ended up dying from a gunshot wound to the head.
Listen to this. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What were you
saying? They were found in Evansville, Indiana. I'm sure you've been there, Hugs.
Yeah, I know you've been there.
I have, yeah.
Oh, any surprise to you at all?
No.
No.
Nope.
Seems like a place they would go, doesn't
I've
it?
I've seen part, you know.
Yeah.
They showed a part. I'm like, I've been there.
Yeah. It's not a big place.
No.
Check this out.
Marshall Keeley, law enforcement in Indiana is saying that the U.S. Marshals Task Force intercepted the couple, actually collided with them to end the pursuit. Can you talk about just how this search ended?
Yes, I can. We developed information that these suspects were in the Indiana area and that they were possibly staying at a local hotel. Surveillance was established on that facility. A short time later, Vicki White came out of the hotel. She was wearing a wig. The two suspects got into a vehicle. The rolling surveillance continued. We asked for assistance. And a short time later, there was a a vehicle chase, and the suspect wrecked the car, rolled over, and we approached the vehicle to get the two suspects out. We got Casey White out, and he immediately announced that that his wife had shot herself in the head and that he didn't do it.
Yeah. Here's something I did not know, but check this out. This is from another thing that I found that was earlier this week before they caught him. Did you know how big this sumbitch was? Get it ready over there.
From this camera inside a Quality Inn, newly released video shows Vicky White checking out of a hotel 10 days ago before going to her job as a corrections officer, as usual. But just hours later, according to authorities, she helped spring a violent felon, Casey White. We've learned in the week leading up to the escape, Vicky White went to a Kohl's shopping center and purchased men's clothing. The sheriff says she also visited an adult toy store.
Oh, just confirmed that this was well planned and thought out. I mean, obviously, you know, she bought some clothes for him. You know, the adult store thing, I don't know what that was about.
Oh, yes, you do. Oh, come on.
That's a huge
That timeline,
bitch.
Setting the stage for an unlikely escape. The 17-year veteran of the sheriff's department, assisting a man convicted of violent crimes and accused of capital murder. White's former attorney, Dale Bryant, who was appointed to represent him in several appeals, warns the 6'9" felon is likely off his medication, making him even more dangerous.
Casey is someone who suffers from mental illness. When he is not on his medications, he has a tendency to self-medicate by using methamphetamine.
All right.
Well, every time I hear it, I'm like, that's the sweetest way of saying some bitches do meth.
Yeah, he self-medicates with methamphetamine.
That's the nicest way to say it.
He's 6'9".
Jeez. Nice.
I had no
That's a huge
idea.
Bitch.
He's a huge bitch.
Yeah, and it's misleading that their last names are both White,
right?
Because they're not married.
Right.
No.
She just happened to be named Vicky White. He was Casey White. And yeah, I'm with that one guy. I don't understand why she went to the adult store. I don't understand how that
she
helps.
She already has the handcuffs.
I don't understand why that in any way will help you get away from the authorities. I mean, I understand getting new clothes to maybe look different. Although, I don't know, the last time I went to Kohl's, I don't know if they have clothes for 6'9" freaks. I mean,
yeah, man. Boy.
Yeah, when was the last time you went to Kohl's?
When's the last time you self-medicated with meth?
Probably both in the same day. I don't know.
I self-medicate with Canes and Monster Energy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and porn. Lots of porn.
Yeah, lots.
Lots and lots of porn.
I love how, hey, can you get me like a couple of t-shirts, a couple of shorts? Couple of dildos.
Maybe give me a little rosebud if you would. Right. Out the door.
Yeah, yeah.
And something to self-medicate with, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he demanded meth.
Also, quick lesson to the kids. We hate to say we told you so, but we talked about exactly this yesterday. I said, what are the chances they end up surviving this?
You nailed it.
I think I said like 90% he dies, 40% that she dies.
Took herself out, apparently.
Yeah.
According to
him. But this is a little lesson for the kids, is if you're ever at one point in your mid-50s, female and horny,
yeah,
if you break a dude out of prison, you're probably not going to survive.
Yeah,
it.
Correct.
Just a quick lesson to the kids. Find somebody else that's 6'9" to bang.
Right.
I mean, I'm a couple inches shorter, but you guys can always holler at me.
Yeah. Fair.
Yeah.
See? God, Max, you are a man of the people.
Yeah, if you're 50 and horny,
I'm just trying
text
to,
Max.
I'm just trying to keep the community safe.
Yeah, didn't that happen to you not long ago?
That actually did happen to me. Not the meth thing? Not the meth thing. Yeah, everything else, though.
Yeah. Man, interesting story, though, huh?
It is so similar to Escape at Denimora.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. The corrections officer or the person that's inside the prison just gets infatuated with one inmate for whatever reason.
And again, everything about it is like everything about it, except for the way it ended, is so much like it, man.
It is.
I mean, even she kind of looked a little like her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like they based what they did off of the television show, except for instead of the other way around.
Here's the way to spin it back and get the show back on track and make it more topical.
Yeah.
You know, the main picture, like CNN.com uses the same kind of picture of Vicky White and Casey White over and over again. Can you go to CNN.com quickly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of you?
Yeah.
Okay, click on the story at the top right where it's got a picture of Vicky White and it says that she doesn't survive it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And if you click on it, then it's got the side-by-sides. Vicky White to the left, Casey White to the right, right?
Right.
Casey White, the 6'9" freak, right?
Yeah.
Freak!
The inmate.
The meth guy.
Doesn't he look a little bit like an ugly brother of somebody super famous? As soon as I say it, you're going to go, oh, man, that is, I can see that behind the meth and behind the beard.
Well, first of all, he's not ugly. I think I know. I actually have a couple answers.
Go for it, Max.
Go ahead.
John Krasinski.
Krasinski, a little bit, yeah. And he's got the bigger ears. That makes a little bit of sense.
Or Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers also.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
He reminds me of the brother on Ozark.
Yeah, a little bit of that. I could see that, too. Doesn't he look a little bit like the uglier brother of John Hamm?
Yeah, the eyes.
Oh,
do,
yeah, right? Yeah, I can see that.
And
yeah.
John Hamm is a St. Louis Blues fan. And before the Blues Wild Series, we begged Zach to book John Hamm.
Yeah.
We are up to game five tonight.
I know.
No sign of Hamm. The closest we got was a picture of his long-lost brother, Casey White, on CNN.com.
They're both unfortunate looking.
Yeah. Yeah. I think two months ago, Vicky White, Woodhawk.
100%.
Yeah. 2 months ago.
You had him at Adult Toy Store.
Yeah,
actually, you had Chris at Kohl's.
Yeah, you had Chris at
Kohl's.
I'm just saying, you don't need to say, hey, Vicky White shops at Adult Toy Stores. All you had to say is she has Kohl's cash.
Yeah.
And you would have been unbelievably aroused.
You had Chris at Evansville Hotel.
Fair.
Somebody has had me in an Evansville.
Yeah, 100%. Someone's had you in a Kohl's.
What's wrong with Kohl's?
Yeah, what's wrong with you, Zacho?
No, they got great stuff there. And I basically like got $200 worth of stuff for free there.
Oh my God, you were so proud of your Kohl's cash when you scammed them.
Very, very, your
PlayStation 5 or whatever it was.
Very proud.
God, you were so proud, proud of your ripped off Kohl's cash.
Yeah.
Did you ever spend that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you spend it on self-medication?
No, I did not do any meth. Sorry. I don't think the meth dealers accept Kohl's cash.
You never know, man.
Yeah, man, come on.
You just haven't found the right one yet.
How badass would that be? Some just dope slinger in Apple Valley accepts Kohl's cash so we can buy just absolute knockoff, like Under Armour feeling stuff. Right, the worst stuff.
What are you talking? What is wrong with Kohl's?
There's nothing wrong with Kohl's.
I don't know why he keeps ripping on Kohl's. I love Kohl's.
I love Kohl's.
I'm talking to Corey.
I fell for the scam for years.
What scam?
Scam?
Yeah. What the hell are you talking about, scam?
Yeah, my wife got me sucked into the Kohl's vortex.
Please explain.
It's not worth getting into. The point now is Kohl's is great if you're returning things at Amazon.
Yeah, I remember you bringing that up. I forgot.
Yeah, you can return Amazon stuff now at Kohl's.
My grandma loved Kohl's.
Which one? The one that never took another lover or the one that was an alcoholic?
No, the one that never took another lover.
Okay, first of all, she took a lot of lovers. She probably met them at Kohl's.
Yeah, maybe.
They exchanged Kohl's cash.
And then exchanged
bodily fluids.
That reminds me. Can we talk glory holes for a second?
Of course.
We got a few minutes, right?
Yeah.
On the latest episode of that one podcast with those three dudes.
Smartless.
Thank you. At the beginning of the episode, before they start talking to their guests, they're talking about glory holes because one of them is in New York and there's a store down the street from him that is a well-known glory hole place. And he was talking about how on one of the chat rooms for gentlemen that people meet up down there all the time. It's like well-known. And I was thinking about it like...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Who's responsible for making the glory holes? Like, that's not something easily done. You have to have the right tool.
You'd have to drill through the wall.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right,
so,
which means it might be the establishment itself.
Well, but I don't know.
Seems illegal.
And how do you know how big to make the hole? How do you smooth it out? Because you don't want to you don't want a ragged edge, you know, jagged edge.
Yeah.
Is there a Johnny Glory Hole out there who roams the country creating glory holes the way Johnny Appleseed planted apples?
Oh, just some lone contractor.
What noise was that?
Yeah, what was that?
No. It's a small group of people. By? It's a small number of people. They're really not a group.
It's not Johnny Glory Hole?
It's not Johnny Glory Hole?
It might be Johnny Glory Hole. I don't know what he likes to call himself, but yeah, he's got a drill.
But do you understand what Chris is asking? He's asking, is this all just off the cuff, or
it's
are
grass
there professionals?
No, it's grassroots.
Is that what it is?
It's DIY. It's people coming together.
Whoa!
Unfortunate.
Whoa, and, well, that's the whole point of it.
And, you know, deciding that this would be a good one, a good location. You know, it's all about location, location, location.
Okay, but Zach, again, I don't know if you understand the question.
I don't think you get what I'm saying.
That's great that a group of people roam the countryside looking for new glory holes to place.
Right.
He's saying at some point the establishment would almost have to okay it. Because at some point there's a drill that goes
through. There's
got to
be a drill involved. There has to be.
That's loud. It's obnoxious. Right.
It's got to be at the right height, too.
If the establishment understands that there's a hole in the wall and they don't approve of it, they would patch it up.
Mm-hmm.
Does the glory hole grassroots movement go back and knock that hole right back out?
It's a great question because
the initial
obviously approval of it, that doesn't happen. They're not going to be like, you can't just go up to like the shop clerk and be like, hey, you mind if I drill a hole in the wall over there so I can do some things with it? But I think they do it without the permission. It's the establishment's decision to not patch that up that could be the issue if they are aware of it.
Interesting. Okay, can I ask you a further question,
sure. Thanks,
Johnny John. Glory Hole?
Yeah, go on, Johnny Glory Hole.
Is it a dealer's choice when it comes to the glory hole? I mean, like, which when you are you're putting it in there, right?
Sure.
That's your role in this glory hole.
Yeah.
Okay. The other role of the glory hole, is it, again, dealer's choice? Are we going in an A, or are we going in
Oh, no, it's always the other one.
Oh, it's always the other
always
one?
Always in an A. No, we're not going in. No, it's the M part of the ATM.
Interesting. Thank you.
And usually it's you know, in terms of who the role, it's usually somebody decides that they want to be on one side for everybody.
Didn't know we were going to start.
Tommy didn't need.
Didn't know we were going to start the show with a glory hole TED talk.
That's impressive.
Wow. You know a lot about this, Zachary. Although I feel like you're making most of it up.
Johnny Glory Hole, man.
Yeah. I don't like that name. I hope that doesn't stick.
I Freudian slip and just said shart, apparently. And that's because John Bonus just walked in. And John, you texted the group, 20 minutes ago?
What?
And said, I have new evidence that could potentially exonerate Tommy Olsen.
Holy moly, that's big. We better break that down when we come back.
Let me give you the tease.
Oh, no. Here we go. Go ahead.
I know of at least one person who came out of the bathroom at the hockey suite with shorts that had clearly been trying to be cleaned up, immediately took a left, walked out of the door, and came back to the party in a different but similar pair of shorts.
That's unbelievably damning. Let's get to it. What a tease.
What?
Tommy Olsen, if you're listening, you may have escaped.
Don't self-medicate.
Jeez. If Tommy's listening, please call in because I want Tommy's reaction when John unveils that evidence. That's unbelievable. What a tease, John. I would pay a dollar to listen to that for an hour.
I wonder if the person he's talking about is listening right now and is like, oh, no.
No, I think I know who it is now.
He'll be here in 2 hours.
Howard Schultz Morning Show. Yesterday, of course, first segment we spent actually hour and a half talking about somebody pooping on my couch at the suite in Vegas. We narrowed it down and we were pretty sure. In fact, there was even an element of apology from the accused, and that being, of course, Tommy Olsen. But everything changes on a Tuesday morning.
Potentially.
Perhaps.
Potentially.
Potentially. And don't forget, the one out that we consistently gave Tommy yesterday, either whether he did it or didn't do it, is he was unbelievably drunk.
So smashed.
Right? So we said, it's very possible you did it and didn't realize it on some level. Or we also said, you were potentially so drunk, you may have sat right on it from somebody that had done it before you, and you wouldn't have noticed.
And he had very thick shorts on that day, too.
Jeans.
I thought. Yeah, he was wearing jeans, believe it or not.
Tommy wouldn't lie about this. If he knew that he did it, he would just fess up because he doesn't care.
Of course.
So Tommy's confusion on, I don't know if I did it, I don't think that I did this. The only way he's going that route, in my opinion, is if he's so drunk he doesn't remember doing it. But it's such a hard thing to forget that you did it because there's evidence in your hotel room at some point.
But the,
in your pants.
The instant shower.
But he was going to go out. Mm. Right?
Yeah, you could not do that and not know that you did that the next day unless
agreed. Yep. Okay, ready, John? Walk
us through there's at least one piece of evidence I don't know that I've heard. And I need to clarify that.
Mm-hmm.
How sure are we of what was on that couch?
I'd say 90.
90's probably a good number.
The three of us, Sauce and myself, we didn't get close enough to truly smell it.
Must might have,
that's true. I didn't, Sauce didn't.
Yeah.
But we got close enough where it was undeniably a wet brown streak. It wasn't a pizza stain.
No.
It wasn't chocolate. It
wasn't coffee.
Right.
It's too nice of a stain to be coffee.
It was.
All right. So let me.
I'll
break
it
down. You guys can tell me whether or not this is something that could possibly examine.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we should probably do. There was somebody, like I said, who went into the bathroom, came out. Both I and another person saw that their shorts had clearly been trying to be cleaned up. Immediately took a left.
Cleaned up with what? Water of some sort?
Like that, yeah.
The back of their shorts.
Front
and back.
Ooh.
Jeez, that's a blowout. That's
a terrible blowout.
Yeah, that's a bad blowout.
and truth be told, I didn't see the back. Saw the front.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say both. Immediately took a left, walked down the hall, and came back later with, similar but different pair of shorts.
Greasy.
Any guesses as to who this person might be?
Are they in that studio with you right now?
I'm not going to.
Member of the Power Trip Morning Show?
It was somebody at the.
It a member of the show?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I was just saying to Zach and Sauce during the break. I don't want this to be.
No. I don't mean the three of you.
No, but it's an extended family, a weekly guest.
Sure.
Yes. Wish granted.
Yeah, that's all Corey wanted.
Thank you, Lord.
Corey now believes in God. Tommy just woke up. He's calling in right now.
Perfect. Because before you go on, John, I want Tommy to hear any evidence that may let him off the hook.
I'm like looking at the picture here, trying to figure this out.
All right, he's calling in right now. He's going to be so excited.
I feel like...
T.O. Tommy.
Tommers?
Hey,
Tommy,
hey,
gang. You got to listen to this. Bonus has evidence that may let you off the hook.
Oh, Johnny Bones, my man.
All right, let's back up 30 seconds, John, and just tell Tommy what you just said so we can then we'll continue the story. But go back 30 seconds.
I and another person at that party witnessed somebody come out of the bathroom after clearly having to clean up their shorts, walk out the door, and came back 5 minutes later, maybe 10 minutes later, with a different but similar pair of shorts on.
Really? I'm off the hook.
And it wasn't Tommy.
And it was not you,
it was
Tommy.
Not Tommy.
It was not you, Tommy.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh,
no.
Was it Dobb?
Oh, I think I might know.
John, at any point in the night, did you see this person sitting in the spot?
Oh, my God. He was there.
Where the stain ended up?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't personally remember that person sitting in that spot.
Let me ask you,
but it's potentially possible.
Let me ask you one quick follow-up before the room can fire questions at you. Did this person broadcast on Channel 4 for nearly four decades?
That's a good guess. But no, that is not the person.
Damn it!
Is it somebody who's going to be on today?
Yes.
It's Moss.
It's Moss. Michael J. Whoa.
Are you... Did he...
Yeah, we figured it out
over
here.
Did he throw shade?
You're saying Moss?
Was it Moss?
Tommy, knowing that he did it?
I did not say that. I said that person would be on today.
You said it wasn't Rosie.
Wait, you said the person would be on today?
Yeah.
It has to be Moss then. Because he said it wasn't a Channel 4 person, and it's obviously not him.
You said it wasn't the three of us.
It's not us.
Let's go around.
It wasn't the three of you.
Well, hang on. Let's go around the room. Before John says any more, let's go around the room. I was wearing pants. No, yeah. I was wearing shorts. I was wearing shorts, but I left after the first period and did not return. So there was no bathroom trip for me. I definitely didn't clean shorts up. And I went back to my room and stayed in my room.
And I would have gone to the bathroom in my room, which is right next to the party.
Right. And I didn't sit down the entire party.
No, he was too busy buying things.
I also did not sit down the entire party.
I never had a chance on the couch anyway, so there's no way I could be.
So wait a minute. All four of us are immediately denying it.
It had to be Muss.
It was Muss, right?
What a clever son of a
bitch. It was not Muss.
What?
What is happening?
Who's going to be on today? Well, who? Is it Zach?
Max wasn't in Las Vegas. I'm so confused.
Okay. Going to be on today.
Was it John Bonas?
It was John Bonas.
Whoa! Whoa!
What?
No,
wait a minute. Do you hear this, Tommy?
Wait a minute.
What?
Well, Johnny,
let me be clear on what John, about? What happened.
No, you're going to ruin the whole bit.
No. John, you pooped your pants.
No, what happened was, you'll remember, at that suite, there was somebody searching for a wine opener.
That's right, yes.
Oh.
That wine opener was to open up a red bottle of wine, a bottle of red wine. And so I brought home a wine opener that I had, but that wine opener is not one of those that you can just do, right? It's one you are literally pulling the cork out of the wine. I pulled the cork, tried several times to just pull the cork out of the wine, couldn't do it. There's a witness to what ended up happening. I finally had to reach down and really try and, which of course, the cork did not come slowly, came out immediately. Red wine everywhere.
Including all over your shorts.
All over my khaki shorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're standing, you've got the between your legs, so it's right in the middle of like my shorts. I end up being very angry. Your mom witnessed this entire
thing. I've never seen you angry. My right? poor mother.
I was just like, well, it's just one of those things. Like, you know what's going to happen when you switch to the alternate way of opening that wine. You're going to get red wine all over your khaki shirts. So I deliberated a little while. I don't remember if I sat down on that couch while I deliberated.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In that spot.
Hmm.
But it's potentially I did.
Huh.
Okay. So, then what I did is I went into the bathroom, tried to clean out the shorts. Well, they're not coming. I mean, it's red wine on khaki shorts. It's not going to come out.
Over,
I'm
an
idiot, right?
Yeah.
I walk out immediately. I am presented with some young woman who's like looking at me, and my shorts are just clearly all covered with water and red wine and soap and whatever else.
And Perhaps poopy. Yeah,
perhaps dumb.
I walk out the door, go back, change shorts, come back. These are the shorts. I wore the shorts today just for you guys today.
Okay, hang on.
Soaked them. The red wine came out. It was great.
First of all, I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah.
Number two, though, I would say, no pun intended, I would say this does not completely get Tommy off the hook.
No, it does not at all.
It's pretty close.
But, Sauce, that streak did not look like wine, number one, to me. And it also, it was a green bean streak.
Okay, that's...
I don't understand how that would be splattered wine.
Yeah, that's true. And how it would just hit that part of the couch.
Well, first of all, it would have had to come off of my shorts. Like, I would have had to sit on the couch with red wine on my shorts for it to be there. So that's why I was asking about what exactly...
Yeah, I wish we had a picture of
it. It did not look like... It wasn't a circle or a block, it was a streak.
Yeah, and there was no way that the wine that was on my shorts ever had, you know, a 4 or 6 inch long streak of any one spot.
And that's how long it was.
Interesting. Okay, Tommers, what does this do for you, Tommy? Do you have any new evidence for us? Are you missing a pair of shorts?
No, but I feel like I'm Andy Dufresne, and he's finally made it down.
Wait, you feel like you're Andy Dufresne because you are covered in crap getting out of the prison?
Because he's got that.
I escaped.
Oh, you're on the beach.
Oh, he's coming. You're already past
the crawling through the sewage.
I'd say you're more at the point where the kid has recognized that he's got a potential witness that you didn't.
Right.
I love John Bonas trying to get Tommy off the hook.
I don't know if you did.
I
mean, I have new evidence to share.
Oh.
Go on.
Do you want to stay on the phone, Tom's, or you got to go?
I actually have to go because yesterday wasn't a good day at work. Let's just say that. But, anyway, we're good. All right. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Bye, T.O. Man, what a twist it would have been if you just came on here and admitted you crapped your pants.
Yeah, I thought that's what happened.
I thought that's what happened.
No, sorry. But you're adding a twist that changes the story, but I'm not buying it. I really am not buying it. It was brownish, and it did not in any way look like a wine splatter or even a wine, like, you know, leaking off of your shorts.
Right.
This was a brownish 6-inch streak.
Are we 100% sure that stain wasn't there before?
Yes. Also possible.
Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't.
You're sure it wasn't?
Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't.
Are we sure it wasn't on the opposite side of the cushion and somebody flipped over the cushion?
That could have been. No, I'm not sure of that.
Well, so to that point, my source called me yesterday because he or she heard us talking about it, and they said that they watched Tommy.
Oh, no.
Slide from the couch to sitting on the floor, and then two people that they didn't know behind Tommy in the couch took the cushion and flipped it over for some reason.
What?
Yeah.
Two people that they didn't know.
Somebody out there listening. So who flipped the cushion?
And why?
There's two people that flipped the cushion. And why did they do it?
This is the Power Trips version of Knives Out.
Yeah, well said. Yeah.
This is a whodunit. And we may never get to the bottom of it.
No.
And Sauce, you, myself, and Mus are to blame because why we looked at the streak and flipped it over without photographing it for exactly this bit.
Well, one of us was hammered.
You know, the cops wouldn't buy it. By the way, you guys would be suspects 1, 2, and 3 right
probably.
Now.
Probably. Probably.
Zach, do you have any idea who the people who flipped the cushion were?
Let me text my source.
If we can find out who those folks are.
Yeah, send the group picture to your source and say which two were the two that flipped over the cushion.
When in the night was Tommy sitting on that couch? Is this towards the end of the
period? It was towards the end of the third period?
Yeah, it was in the third period for sure.
Oh, okay. I mean, because I was gone by the end of the first period.
Because you went to the John Legend show.
Yeah,
so Chrissy and John Bonas off the hook. I also left at the end of the first period and did not return.
Well, it's possible that was there for a while. People were sitting in that spot a lot and would not necessarily have noticed that spot.
Correct. But at what point, and Zach asked your source this, at what point... did the slide off the couch and the flip of the cushion take place?
And why? Why flip the cushion if there's not poopy on there?
Right. Did they flip it because they felt bad because they saw Tommy right. do it and wanted to cover the evidence
to protect
to not
him.
Embarrass Tommy?
And why do you slide off and lay on the floor?
Was this Dov Lambert covering for his guy Tommy Olsen?
Oh,
it could have been.
Why are we not just accusing Dov?
Wait
this
a minute.
Is the most
Wait
Dov thing ever.
Wait a minute.
Dov crap on a
Dov
couch.
Would Dov would have laughed and pointed to Tommy
of course.
And say,
yes.
You just pooped on
yeah.
it. It's not him. There's no way it was him. Who would do that? Who would cover for Tommy? Who would cover for Tommy?
I mean, there were a lot of people who are... you know, fans of Tommy in that
sure,
room.
Sure, but there's not yeah. many people
be,
in that,
that
room
would be that trying to throw him a bone.
Sauce, one more time, just for clarification.
Tommy's a very popular
just so
guy.
Just so we can toss out John Bonus's magic wine bottle theory.
Yeah.
As close as you got to the stain on Saturday afternoon, what color would you say that stain was?
Well, it was, I mean, it was brown, but when red wine dries, it could be... I mean, it would hit more than just that part, but you can't completely throw out the red wine theory because dried red wine would look like that.
But the red one. Correct, but when you saw it, what color was it?
I mean, it's light brown.
It was brownish.
Yeah, yep. brownish, but yeah.
Somebody get to the bottom of, if you dump wine on a white couch, how long does it take to brown?
Muss was closest to it, right?
Muss is the one who first noticed it,
He was also
on Saturday,
pretty
yeah.
inebriated when he flipped it over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta know.
He was on his way to inebriation.
I think our next step has to be finding out who flipped the cushion and talking to them.
Working on it right now.
What a mystery.
Thank you. It's a mystery. It's one of the great mysteries.
Next step could be getting a white couch and spilling some red wine on
it. That's a great point.
Let's get a
try.
Let's get a furniture store in town.
We have to be on pants first and then on my way.
Don't you think our friends at Zero Res would be able to help us with some information and tell us exactly what's going to happen?
Dear God, I got to call them anyway. Puppies are a nightmare.
Yeah.
Jesus. They are so. Oh, man. They're crapping and peeing on everything. So we're trying to keep them on the main floor because we got wood floors. But of course, the girls are like, I want to take Mochi up to my room. Immediately craps on the floor.
Yeah,
I want to take Mars in my bed. Immediately pees in the bed. God dang it.
Seems like you should have changed the name of the puppy to Tommy.
Yeah. or red wine.
Jeez.
Or bonuses shorts.
Zach.
What a mystery.
Zach, about, I don't know, about 7:30 last night. Mars just goes out for the count, sleeping on my chest, just the cutest thing of all time, right? She's like 7 pounds, just this tiny little French bulldog, just sighing right in my face, and she could not have reached more like weed.
Wow.
I'm telling you, you have to come smell this dog, Zach.
Did Max watch her?
Oh. Brilliant. Off the top rope.
Well played, Bonus.
That was a good one.
Great.
Charlotte loves me.
Break time.
Let's do it.
Puppy breath just smells like weed. More with John Bonus and the rest of the Power Trip Poop Vegas mystery after this on The Fan. KFAN.
All right, the mystery has gotten us off track. We're way behind, but, you know, things have to happen. It's
well,
a mystery.
That's what I'm most concerned with.
I know, me too. I think the listeners agree. I mean, we have to know who streaked my couch.
Oh, and Michael J. Mussman III will join later.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll
I can't wait to hear his explanation.
I can't wait to hear Rosie's excuse.
But I think there's lots of people who would have flipped over that cushion in that, in there and, you know, tried to be subtle about it.
Hmm.
And Jeff and Sherry would have done that. At least Nell would have done
there
that.
There were a lot of moms in that room. Yeah.
Yeah.
They,
trying to protect their boy.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Well, I don't know.
He might. I'm just saying. You don't want to jump too early. There's enough contrary evidence.
But
I don't think it's a slam dunk.
As much as I love this, we have to do this.
Time now for Front Page Sports, presented by Holiday Station Stores.
That's right. Thank you, Holiday.
Yeah. Thanks, Holiday. It's a solid laugh. The Blues and Wild Game 5 tonight, 8:30, right here on The Fan, your home for Minnesota Wild Hockey. That series is tied at 2.
Yeah, I'm excited. I just jumped in because nobody else was speaking.
I'm pumped. It's weird.
And Zachary, I think everybody expects Fleury again.
Yeah, you got to ride him. And
relax, buddy.
Yeah, calm
you
down.
Work for the team?
Easy. Yeah, easy.
Did
Zacho.
He have Ebola?
No.
Didn't you say that though about them?
I don't remember.
Hi Tim.
Hi Tim.
It's going to be this is a must win. It's a must win game.
You have to win this one.
If they don't win, they're
eliminated if they lose tonight. I thought it was a seven game series.
But again, the odds of you winning two straight, including one there, is very, very slim. So I would put this in the must win category.
So you have to have it,
and hopefully give yourself a chance to end it before Ryan Donaldson's wedding on Saturday. But man, this does seem like we're heading to a game seven, for better or worse. And
poor RD.
It's for worse, I think, because they should have won game four.
So you feel like we're headed to a game seven?
I feel like we are, yes.
But if the Wild lose tonight, you just said it's almost impossible to go to St. Louis and win game six.
It's almost impossible. But no. To be clear, they could go to St.
Please be clear.
St. Louis and
Kevin
win.
Garnett told me that
them
anything's
compounding
possible.
Yeah. I'd say the two chances wins after that is tough.
I'd say the chances are about 25% of them going to St. Louis and winning and coming home and winning. Because that's what it is.
What wine guy said.
Stick to baseball, John.
One out of two times one out of two.
Yeah.
All right.
Do we know what time game seven would be?
Yeah, 5 a.m.
Yeah,
that would be good for Ryan.
At this rate, no, it'd be a prime time 7 o'clock-ish, probably. Maybe 8 o'clock.
Think how many people would have to leave.
Why would Ryan's we have a game win seven if tonight is a must win?
Well, if we win, then it's going to be tough for them to win game six there.
But you feel like we're headed to a game seven?
Yes.
Wow,
we have to win this one to get to game seven.
Well, what if we lose tonight but win tomorrow or whatever day?
Then we'd have a game seven again, but the odds of them winning game seven go
down.
What
if I jump out that window over there?
Yeah.
That's why half the Wilds don't quit. Open.
100% chance.
God, I hope you crapped on the couch.
Yeah, it'd be hot. I'm surprised it wasn't.
It be hot?
I don't know. I just wasn't listening.
Yeah.
Last night in the NHL, Florida 3-2 over Washington in overtime. That series is tied at 2. Jason Zucker and the Penguins won 7-2 over the Rangers. Pittsburgh's up 3-1 in that series. The Flames beat the Stars 4-1. That series is tied at 2. And the Colorado Avalanche, first team moving on to round 2. They sweep Kevin McDermott's Nashville Predators with a 5-3 win.
Yeah, but Go ahead, Zach. The exception of that, obviously, the sweep, we have a lot of really close series, but a lot of really lopsided scores. It's very weird playoff year because we're not getting a lot of overtime. We're getting a lot of more blowouts. Even in the Wild series, we haven't had like one goal games at all. It's always been like three or upwards of four. So interesting playoffs so far, and we'll hopefully get some overtime here before the end of the first round.
It feels like a betting opportunity at the sports book.
Yeah.
That's what we should have been playing. We should have been playing those -1.5s for the favorites.
Yeah, I did. I won a bunch of money betting the Avalanche -1.5. They outscored the Predators 21-9.
Good for you.
The Avalanche are a dominant hockey team. And last night, the Florida Panthers were almost out. They were down 2-1 with like 2.5 minutes left.
Yeah.
They were about to go down 3-1. Now that series is completely turned around.
Just shocked that Washington crowd. And to your point, too, the biggest bummer about game four, in which the Wild, again, could have won that game. That was a winnable game. Now we're looking at probably at least six, now seven-game series.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All the while, Colorado, whoever they play, it's going to be the Blues of the Wild, and they're going to be on a week's rest.
It doesn't matter who Colorado plays.
Game four was frustrating, but game three was pretty crappy and was pretty streaky.
Yeah, it was streaky. And then the next day, it was even streakier when the Three Musketeers found it.
The Twins host Houston tonight at 6:40. Justin Verlander, Mr. Kate Upton's in town to take on Joe Ryan and the Minnesota Twins. Both teams, 18-11, John Bonas. Houston, a -140 money line favorite. Twins are +120. Over under is 6.5.
Yeah, it's too bad the Wild are playing tonight because this is maybe one of the premier matchups for the Twins, and it's a home game. It's going to be 80 degrees, 90 degrees.
Beautiful night for you.
Yeah, but the Wild game doesn't start until 8:30. You can get almost.
You can get
it's a 6:40 start. You could at least watch the first two innings.
I would like to say in most Major League Baseball games, both starting pitchers would be gone. But in this particular case, the starting pitchers are Justin Verlander and Joe Ryan. And they both have ERAs, I think, right now under 2. Justin Verlander is 39 years old, coming off of Tommy John surgery, and he's got a 1.93 ERA.
Yeah,
and he just ebbs and was a very solid bet in Vegas at the sports book. I can confirm. It's going to be one of the more premier matchups we're going to see this year. It's a chance for Joe Ryan. One of his last times he faced Zach Greinke, which was kind of cool to see him face one of the former Cy Young winners. Now he gets to face another former Cy Young winner. Frankly, a guy who could win it again this year. It's going to be a great game. I'm really excited to go there tonight.
You're going?
I'm going there tonight, yep.
Warriors 101-98 over the Grizzle. No Ja Morant for Memphis. Golden State leads that series 3-1, and the Celtics beat the Drunken Scotties 116-108. That series is tied at 2. Tonight, the Sixers at the Heat at 6:30. The Heat are 3-point favorites. The Mavs are at the Suns at 9 o'clock. The Suns are 6-point favorites. Both of those series are tied at 2. Last but not least, the sad news yesterday, a former Wolf, Adrian Payne, shot and killed in Orlando. He was with the Timberwolves from 2015 through 2017. He was the 15th pick in 2014 by the Atlanta Hawks. He was just 31 years old, and an arrest has been made.
Yeah, dude stayed at the scene after he did it. I haven't read any more information about what happened, but interesting that they
stayed and talked to police, and then obviously he was apprehended, and now he's facing a first-degree murder charge.
Goodness sakes.
No idea why, right? I haven't
no,
seen that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Either. I have no idea.
Don't know.
Yep, there you go.
That's depressing.
Why'd you bring that up?
We'll do What Really Matters next. We'll get to some more randomness with Mike Musselman and Mark Rosen. We'll get their takes on the streak mystery. See if we can get Tommy Olsen off the hook or put him in jail. this is the Power Trip Morning.
To the Fan.
Those crazy nights, pooping on the couches.
Hot. Look at him over there. Mike Musselman finds his way into the studio.
Hi, Mus.
I almost just turned around. Just went home.
Why is that, buddy?
I don't think anybody's accusing you of anything.
I think I might have. I apologize.
I beg to differ.
We did accuse you.
The buildup, then the accusations, and the fact that I heard the joy in the voices of the accusers that I was said that a poop hair. No, it's got to be Moss. You especially,
yeah, Sauce was very excited for it to be
didn't tell me off the air that he was 100% sure with you.
No. It was not me.
How brilliant would it be, though, if it's just you, me, and Sauce in that room Saturday afternoon, everybody else has left Las Vegas or is already at the airport, and you point it out as if, look at this.
Wow, that's weird.
Right, and then flip over the cushion.
But, good as new.
But you make it clear somebody did this, and then just in case somebody accused you of doing it Friday night, you just lead the trail of breadcrumbs down a different path, and we immediately circle back to Tommy.
Let's just be honest with this, okay? I got holes in the theory. Okay, here's the deal.
First of all, Mike Must just isn't that smart.
That's even worse. Probably at that time, yeah, I wasn't. Yeah.
No.
Here's the thing. Every single damn one in that room is a suspect.
Fair.
And everybody had motive to poop on Hockey's couch.
Right, because he was winning.
Every single one.
You mean after he bought booze and pizza for everybody? You know what we should do? Dump on his couch.
Moss, a couple of quick questions. Let's keep this going. Let's keep this questioning going.
Yeah.
Moss, you were the closest one before you flipped over the couch cushion and said, good as new. Okay, before you said good as new.
I was as close to that as anybody.
What color was it?
It was definitely brown.
Yes.
It's on a tan couch.
Did it look at all like it could have been red wine off of John Bonus's shorts?
See, now there's the other hole in the theory. This whole thing is the crotch versus crack controversy.
Right. No,
because if you are crotching a bottle of wine that you're trying to pop open, it explodes, it's going over your crotch. Now, unless you spilled so much wine that it cascaded to your crack.
No.
Like waterfall going over Gooseberry Falls.
This was a straight line streak, right?
Yeah, it was straight line.
It was sort of inside of thigh was where the where the red wine would be.
Yeah, and so there's no way you could have smudged that.
From it, watching enough, like, what's the Forensic Files?
Yes.
Wine would splatter. This didn't splatter.
Yeah, yes.
I didn't open the bottle of wine on the couch. I opened the bottle of wine somewhere else. Yes. I know exactly where I opened the bottle of wine. I was standing next to your mom.
Yeah.
Over by the bar.
Yeah, you and everybody else. Yes.
Now, the cushion flip theory, it makes no sense whatsoever. That someone saw it, flipped it, so that it would be covered up.
But then flipped it back?
Correct. That makes no sense.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Back before Saturday afternoon when we saw it.
There's another hole in this. You're right.
Yeah.
Great point.
Yeah.
Why would it be flipped back over to expose the poop streak?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless somebody's smart enough to say, I don't like Tommy.
Right.
I don't like those two randos that just flipped it over right before I leave. End of the game, even.
Or,
I'm not talking about me. Somebody else just said, you know what? Screw you, Tommy. Flipped it back over and just left it for somebody else to find.
Or somebody the next day, trying to get ahead of things, recognized the way to get ahead of this is to flip it back over, then discover it.
That would have to be an inside job, though.
Well,
who else could get in the
room? Yes, it would. Mm-hmm. I was thinking.
He pooped on his own couch. Is that what you're saying?
I was thinking, Mus.
I wasn't there.
Mus. You know, gets there the next morning, flips it over, the next day, flips it over.
You two were sitting first, but I was going to the bar.
And says, must be Tommy.
No, it was not me. I guarantee it. Oh, I would fess up. I absolutely, I would completely confess.
I believe you would.
Must seem like the kind of guy who would fess up.
Like, look what I just did.
Well, I wouldn't have.
It wouldn't have been show and tell.
Yay, me, poop.
Yeah. Let me try to cross myself off the suspect list. Number one, I would not fess up. I'm in that camp.
Yeah, that's for sure. He would not.
I would go to the grave with it. But I left after the first period, and I never sat on the couches. I was standing talking to Spencer back behind that big round table.
Yeah. Yes.
I never sat on the
couch.
That
is true. I saw you back there.
Yeah. I was on the red cushion chairs right around that round table.
You also were, correct. Yes.
Yeah. And
nobody needs to know you were having the red cushion.
Yeah. Yuck.
Yeah, the only two places I was the whole first period was behind that table talking to Spencer, and then I was behind the bar talking to Kim Hockey, and then I left after the end of the first. So I'm out. Yeah. Absolutely can't be me.
Yeah. And that's also where my red. That's also where my red wine thing.
Yes, by the way, perfect. That is my closing argument.
What?
You know my theory on sharding, correct? I think it's based on...
I don't think I've studied it.
It's famous, John. It's famous.
Google it.
I've said before on the show, and in a weird way, I'm not proud of this. I've never done it. And I think the reason why... It's got to be diet related. It almost has to be. But in a weird way... If the first time I ever did was in front of people that I've told 1,000 times I've never done this,
I don't know.
I may have looked down at the couch and be like, I'm one of you!
Yay, I did it!
Finally, after 42 years!
Yeah, sure, I don't know.
Sure, I did
I think you have extra incentive to not admit it because you don't want to blow the streak.
But I've said before, I have said before that I will at some point have to say, like, finally, it happened. I didn't even think of that angle that I had technically never done that. I have not sharted through my pants anywhere, let alone on a Planet Hollywood couch cushion.
I don't know, Corey. Yeah. You did a lot of gambling and losing in Vegas.
Yeah, but it's nothing to do with my rectum.
Damn near killed him.
Damn near killed him. No, the gambling and losing was all on the tables, not on the couch.
I still want to know who the people were that that flipped the cushions.
Yeah, Zach, what is
going on,
man?
There's no way they would do that and then it would be flipped back. It just doesn't make any sense. No.
That doesn't make sense. But
Zach, why can't we we can reveal your source.
Yeah, it's my mom. She's not awake yet.
Zach's mom saw somebody flip two people flip the couch cushion over. And Zach's mom would not make that up.
No. Right. That is weird that it would get flipped.
Who did it involve? Who was the last person to sit on the couch cushion before they flipped it, Zach?
She said Tommy slid off the couch.
Why have we gone so far away from Tommy?
Wait, maybe Maybe Tommy did not gamble and lose in Shart on the couch, but he did sitting on the floor. Because he was sitting on the floor for a while, then made his way to the couch.
I don't think you go back to the couch if your pants are full.
I think at that point in the night, Tommy would have needed help getting up from the floor.
Yeah, he was
there's no way he was just sliding back onto that couch.
Yeah. And the couch would have poopy on it. And the couch would have, or the floor would have poopy on it.
That's a good point.
He would have reeked. If he'd farted or pooped that much,
right?
Whoever did it would have stunk so bad.
We have to do something other than this, but I am fascinated by it.
I want to do 3.5 hours on this.
I know you do.
What Really Matters is brought to you by Cultivated CBD.
Cultivated CBD. Thank you so much. I love you.
By the way, this is programming related. This is kind of sports related. Today is the Program Password Invitational Bracket Reveal.
Oh, that is true, right?
Wow. In the 1 o'clock hour, I think, today, they're going to reveal the bracket. And I've said for months and months and months, I'm very excited for this. Sauce, if I'm paired with you, I have Ebola and I can't make it to the tournament.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be paired with, it'll be Mus and I, and
we're going to dominate.
No, it's all, guys, it'll on. Be Let me finish, Barb and Marnie, and this is big for you guys. It'll just be dumb. They'll all be set up.
A lot of us have debated whether or not Mus is worse than Sauce or Sauce is worse than Mus at Program Password. Did either of you listen to Friday?
No.
I listened to it on the podcast on the flight back from Las Vegas.
Man, you have weird listening.
God, you neither friends.
Neither one of you is the worst Program Password player in the history of Password.
Well, who played? Two dead people?
Chad Abbott is god awful at that game.
Is he good at anything?
He's got to be a good lover.
Dude, you almost had. Sauce, go back and listen. You will feel so much more confident, regardless of your partner, heading into this tournament because you'll say, at least I'm not as bad as Chad. Now, Chad's not invited.
Who was he partners with?
He was with Gerdsey.
Gerdsey's good.
Gerdsey's really good, yeah.
Did Gerdsey criticize him?
He was a fish flopping around on the beach trying to pair up with Chad Abbott. Brutal.
That's so sad.
Mus, you know how much Barb hates you.
Absolutely.
Right? Wow. And how bad she thinks you are at all of these games.
So much disdain she has for
you. I think even Barb is going to have to give you a slight tip of the cap and say, you're just not as bad as Chad.
Wow. Ooh,
brutal.
Wow, I don't know if Barb would actually admit that.
What really matters, though, is this.
Oh, okay.
That counts as a score.
Okay. Before humans, the only land-based mammals in Iceland were Arctic foxes.
Ooh. And man, they were the cream of the crop until we got there.
They were, and they're a good band.
Brilliant. You're thinking of the Arctic Monkeys.
Correct.
The Twins host the Astros tonight at 6:40. They will probably still be cheating. Justin Verlander will be pitching. What really matters is this.
America tried to buy Greenland back in 1946 and offered Denmark $100 million, and they said no thanks.
Really?
Yeah.
Back in the day, that's a lot of money, man. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's too bad because Greenland would be a fun place to be.
What would it cost to buy Greenland now, and will Elon Musk do it?
Only if he doesn't get killed by Russian oligarchies.
Yeah, what he said.
Right.
what do Russian Olive Gardens have to do with this?
Man,
unlimited breadsticks.
Can I do the next one, Cor?
Sure. Olive Garden, man.
We have a Christmas game announcement.
Oh, that was supposed to be yesterday.
Yeah, it's today now, I guess. It was 50 seconds ago.
Mm-hmm. What was it?
The Broncos will battle the Rams on Christmas Day at 3:30 our time on CBS.
So that's one of the three games.
That's one of the three.
They're leaking them one at a time now.
Yes. If we...
I guarantee you, if I would... I mean, I don't know. I don't have any inside information.
Please let it be Christmas Eve. Please.
What if it's the Packers and Vikings Christmas night is too perfect?
Oh, God.
It just is, especially if it's in Lambeau.
Okay, but Christmas night is okay.
Yeah.
No, it's not if it's an away game. It's
not. Oh, no, because Hawks gone.
No.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
No, give me Christmas Eve so I can wake up Christmas morning in my own house.
Well,
I don't mind that.
Anybody, but you don't have to go.
Yeah, there's no way you're going Hawks.
Dude, I gotta go. How many people that could do? I mean, I'm not saying I have a hard job. How many people know how to do my job? Have kids?
Make
all
Chad
of them.
Abbott.
Yeah,
he's got kids. Dude. Yeah. My kids are grown.
And Nordo could do it, but Nordo's got two young kids.
I listened to Program Pastor from last Friday. Oh, he deserves to work Christmas Eve.
Dude, all honesty, I would demand to be the one that goes because everybody has little kids and my kids are grown.
And there's a casino right by the.
Yeah, I mean, what more do I want for Christmas?
Right. My dad.
By the way, every Scani casino anywhere near Green Bay, Wisconsin, every couch in every hotel room is littered with poop streaks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Littered. Appleton.
Appleton's cool, man. I like Appleton.
Go sit on the couch there. I dare you.
Is it my turn?
Who knows?
Who cares?
No, he did one, remember?
Yeah.
What really matters, though, is this.
Anytime somebody returns underwear to Victoria's Secret, they shred it, even if it still has the tags, because they can't take the chance that somebody wore it.
Yeah. What if somebody wore it to game three to Chris Hockey's suite last Friday night?
But
you got to shred that.
You know there's a huge market. They could sell those sons of bitches to filthy people.
Yeah, vending machines.
Yes, I mean.
Did you just say a huge market?
Oh, of course, it's
bigger than we all think.
Yeah, of all the people we work with, who would buy used women underwear?
Paul Allen.
Yeah.
Chad Abbott.
Yeah, I mean, Hockey would dabble.
It depends on what size the
item. He only wants granny panties.
Rosie would buy used women's underwear.
I like to feel pretty.
You look pretty, babe.
Oh, that's sweet, everybody.
What happened to your Ladies Vegas hat? It only lasted a day?
No, I've got it at home. I switch it up.
That's what happens when you get a hand pay.
Yeah, man.
You make great decisions right after.
I bought a sweet hat and a pair
headphones. And now he's buying new headphones.
What do you have to tell my secret?
Because I love you.
I love you, too.
We'll do the news next. We'll do some sports with Sauce in a little bit. Muss is here. Bonus is here. Rosie will be here. Maybe he can add a little insight to the mystery of Las Vegas, Nevada last Friday night.
We have fun with the talkback function at some point, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
we haven't been in days.
I know.
We're in
I've
Vegas.
Got it.
I miss it.
I know. I've got it.
Power Trip Morning Show. Fan.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.